T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
School sports. My son went to Pittsburgh Public Schools. He played for what was then Shenley High School. I went to his football games. There were security guards there, but they didn't have guns. They weren't armed. Heather is a Penn Hills parent, and Heather, you were at the game. You saw the armed guards.
I was.
What went through your mind when you saw that?
Well, at first I was just incredulous. I thought, you've got to be kidding me. And I might not have made such a big deal about it had I not then taken a picture of them, because I couldn't believe it. And after I did, I walked out to the concession stand. And you have to understand, it's a volleyball game. There might have been 20 people in attendance. Okay, so
yeah,
I mean,
a volleyball game.
Was, right. Okay, so a girls' volleyball game nonetheless. So I walked out to the concession stand, and the security guard had walked over to a group of their girls. It was in between the JV and varsity games, and had walked over to a group of their girls in the cafeteria, which is right outside of the gym. So they were 10 feet away from me. And he was telling them that I was taking a picture, and they were talking and laughing. And as he went to walk away, one of the girls said, "Hey, thanks for coming and keeping us safe."
Wow.
Okay. So I then turn around, and I was very polite but very irritated. And I said to all of them, are you really so blind as to the fact that you are sending a very clear message by this? You really can't understand the message you're sending? And they laughed. So by that point, I realized what the intent here was.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very clear. And I'm going to say that at least part of the blame here belongs squarely on the shoulder of that Whippeo board, okay? Because their ruling was ambiguous at best.
Oh, it was very fuzzy.
Incredibly
yeah.
insulting at best.
Very
worst.
Fuzzy, indeed. So what happens next, Heather? What happens next?
Pardon
have
me?
You have you reached out to the Whippeo at this point since the
oh,
game?
Oh, I sent them an email yesterday morning.
Okay.
And
have
and
they
I
responded?
I have not received a response.
Mm-hmm.
I sent it to both Tim O'Malley and to Mr. Fullen, where I outlined my concerns. I told them exactly what happened. I told them what my role was. I told them that their ambiguous ruling in the soccer incident was incredibly insulting, in my opinion, especially because if you say that a group of kids is credible, but then you don't impose sanctions because you don't actually know what happened,
mm-hmm.
what exactly are you saying? Because in a hearing like this, let's face it, it's more likely than not, right?
So well, you know, there's a whole, you know, the whole nation has a conversation these days about credible but not enough evidence. But that's another story.
Well, but listen, the standard here was very low, okay? The standard here, it was not criminal court. We weren't sending anybody to prison, okay? So if you found our boys to be credible, then to say, you know, but we don't really know if it happened, you were then just placating the masses.
Yeah, there's always that when you say credible, but. Credible, comma, but. That takes it to another level. Hey, Heather, thanks so much for your call. We got to move on, but I appreciate
you
indeed. All right, good luck.
Thanks.
We've got Renee on the line. Hi, Renee.
I want to say God be with Marty and his family.
Absolutely. Yes. We just can't surround his whole family, that whole Griffin family, with enough prayers and love.
That's right, and the wings of the angel.
Absolutely.
You know the power of the Creator. Men, I'm sorry, I'm 65 years of age, okay? And you and I done been in the color skin that we done been in for all of our lives,
mm-hmm.
all right? Simple fact, we know why those guards are there. They're going to be at every event that we go to, all right? For 65 years, I've been a hard worker, contributor to this country, paying taxes and everything. I done been in stores. I done been suspected the minute I've stepped in them, okay? And my dollars have been taken, and no service rendered, okay? But But the reason why I called is because I don't call often because I'm sick and tired of the black or white world when it's really a black and white world and the other six colors in the crayon box that brings about all the views that we see, okay? And I'm getting sick and tired of this politically, quote-unquote, politically charged country when it's really politically uncharged. As a matter of fact, its batteries need recharge, okay? But the reason why I'm calling is because I just so sick and tired of everybody wondering what's the matter with the young people. One word is called up, okay? People that are in the age range, excuse me, that you and I are in, you know the reason why armed security looks so strange to us? Because the men and women that we call mothers and fathers didn't need no armed guards.
Oh, without a doubt. All you needed was a look.
We were taught at an early age, okay, there's going to be a price to pay for whatever you do, all right? And that price did not always mean, quote, abuse is what it's called today. It's really called rearing and raising. Whatever they had to take away from you to make you feel that pain, that's what you got, all right? I was blessed enough to have a great-grandmother in my lifetime that lived to be 101. And when I was 15 and 16 years old on the street that I lived on, my friends were 65 and 70 years of age, all nationalities. And the welcome mat was always out in front of that door every single day that I got out of school. I babysitted their grandchildren, went to store for them, did all kind of stuff for them, okay? And the wonderful lessons that I was taught having friends that old, being a teenager. But the reason why I say it's us that's wrong with the young people, at 65 years of age, there was never a generation before my generation that would have ever allowed young people to get this far out of control, all right?
You are absolutely right, Renee. I got to wrap this up, but I thank you for your call. Your point is well taken. And absolutely, I mean, you hear these stories all the time. You know, when I was growing up, you were punished, if you will, by the neighbors so many times. And then when you got home, your mother already knew what you did, and then you got it again. There was a sense of community. There was a sense of accountability. I think sometimes our kids, they just have it too easy. You know, they have it too easy, and I'm sorry. I'm struggling with why you ever need an armed guard at a game. The other point that the caller made was, you know, sometimes the message that we send our kids goes a long way. And on the one hand, the Connellsville kids are going to feel like there's a fear factor when it comes to Penn Hills, and the Penn Hills kids are going to feel anger because that's how they've been treated, and at the end of the day, nobody wins. You're listening to News Radio 1020. 911-0020. That's a text line that's brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. You know, First Lady Melania Trump had a lot to say about bullying. I want to get into that, and I kind of make that segue, that correlation, because I don't know, it seems to me like there's something that's almost bullyish about a team showing up with armed security guards at a volleyball game. Hi, Betsy from Hopewell.
Hi. Lynn, you made the comment that you can't believe that there's armed people at the games.
Uh-huh.
I went to high school during the 70s in Aliquippa, and we had to have it was riots, and we had to have day games, and the police were there all the time.
Now, let me ask you a question, because another
nobody
person...
Nobody had guns. No kids had guns.
Somebody else called about police at Aliquippa games. Now, bear with me, was there like a big rivalry back in those days with Aliquippa and somebody?
Well, yeah, but when I was in high school, it was not about rivals. It was an on-out, you know, we had big problems.
But you said this was in the 80s?
70s.
In the 70s. Okay. That's my era. Okay. See,
I
we didn't
70.
Have them.
I graduated 73.
Okay, yeah, see, that's my
era. So it was 71, 72. 72 it started, 72, 73.
And see, I grew up in the city.
Football games.
I grew up in the city, and although I went to a private school, of course, the cool thing to do was go to all the Schenley High School was the big school near me. So the big thing, you know, all the cool kids went to the Schenley games, but I never remember armed guards then. And my son, you know, it came through late 80s, 90s, and there were not armed guards there.
Well, the problem is, and like I said, back when I was in high school, there was no guns. No kids had guns.
Oh, I didn't know anybody who had
a
gun.
And we still had armed police.
Wow. So you think it's okay? You think it's just kind of a continuation of the times?
Well, I don't know what to say because, you know, kids have guns now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They
do. You know, you could one kid that brings a gun. So that's all I'm saying.
But they do have metal detectors at the games, right? They have metal detectors.
I don't know. I haven't been to a game in years.
Okay.
It's sad. It's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
You know, when we have to have those in the high schools and the grade schools. And I mean, it's just a sad state of affairs to have to have these things in
school. To have
to
have it happen. Yep. Then there's that. Hey, Betsy, thanks so much for your call today.
Sure.
1-866-391-1020. And maybe I'm naive. I mean, I just didn't know that armed guards were so common at high school games. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Lynn, how are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm pretty good. So I want to throw a different slant at you. I drive for one of the rideshare companies. I pick up a lot of people.
Okay.
And this is kind of strange. Last week, I picked up a security officer from Penn Hills High School.
Okay.
Lovely young lady. And she told me she dreads going to work every single day because there are constantly fights. She is one of 11 security guards at that school and 3 armed police officers. So I kind of look at that, and what's the big deal if they bring armed security officers to a game for protection, whether it's for the other team or whatever? I mean, if there's that much trouble, this woman actually said there is not a day that goes by that there isn't fights in that high school and people getting hurt. And she dreads going to work. And she's looking for another job because she can't take it any longer.
Yeah, as
now, I've heard that from several people. Plus, I've also driven for parents that will not send their people to Penn Hills High School because of those kind of problems.
Well, let
and
me
I
say
think
this.
It's
now,
kind of a
I understand.
Of the times when
I've heard that Penn Hills security does not carry guns. So when you say this woman told you there were 3 armed guards in the school, I'm told that Penn Hills does not have armed security in their school. So I think that part of it.
I was there yesterday, Lynn.
And you
I
saw security guards with guns? You were in a school?
I saw police. I said police officer, not security guards.
Okay, but there's a difference. There's a difference. There is a difference.
No, guns are guns. Okay.
Yeah, but police officers versus security guards are 2 different things as well. They're not the same thing. A security guard is not a police officer. A security guard is a security guard.
I said 3 armed police officers and 11 security guards. I never said there was an armed security guard.
Okay.
You misunderstood.
Then I misunderstood.
Or maybe I wasn't
okay.
Clear.
The other thing I would probably take a little bit of issue to, and I respect, there are fights in every school. All I'm going to say is if one side has armed security guards or police officers at the game, then both sides should.
Well, then fine. Then both sides should. But
they didn't.
I think it's a sign of the times when, you know, we've got a former attorney general calling for violence on people to hurt people. You know, it's a sign of the times.
Well, we've also had a president. We've also had a president of the United States. We've had a president of the United States calling for people to be violent and hurt people. So, yeah, it's a sign of the times, but that doesn't mean that that's where we should be. Hey, Alex. Alex, thanks for your call. Got to move on. Thank you, Alex. Hey, Rich in Connellsville. Hey, Rich. Hey, Rich, hold on just a second. I got to take a break for traffic. Give me a minute, and I'll get right back to you. You're listening to News Radio 1020 KDKA. We started this conversation at the beginning of the last hour talking about Connellsville and Penn Hills. And just by way of background, there had been allegations that there were racial slurs, racial insensitive remarks made at a Connellsville game versus Penn Hills at Connellsville. The WPIAL did an investigation and said, probably credible, but that's about it. So, fast forward now to Connellsville showing up at Penn Hills for what I'm now being told is a girls' volleyball game with armed security guards. So just so we're clear, we're not really talking about whether or not there should be armed guards at a game, at a high school game. We're really looking specifically at the relationship between Connellsville and Penn Hills and whether Connellsville showing up at a Penn Hills girls' volleyball game was over the top. Hey, Rich, in Connellsville, how are you? Let me see. Do I have it? Oh, no, wait. I got one more thing to do. Hold on, Rich. Rich, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry. It took me a minute to get you on the air. I'm glad to hear from someone from Connellsville.
Yeah, so, I wanted to make sure somebody said something.
Absolutely.
Being 50 miles out, we might not have as many people listening from Connellsville.
Oh, we get that far.
Have.
But, yeah, I'm glad you called.
I obviously heard you.
I'm glad you called anyway.
Anyway, I am not a parent. I don't work for the school district. I am a volunteer. I volunteer doing the broadcast for them. But I think that the Connellsville School District is really feeling they're being attacked by the Penn Hills School District. I think that's the biggest thing. I'm not sure about this as far as taking armed guards. I know the security guards. I know they've taken them to football games in the past, but I don't think it's a normal procedure. I don't think it happens a lot. This is the first time I ever heard of that, them taking them down there.
So how do we get to, I mean, even when you say, you know, maybe Connellsville is feeling attacked by Penn Hills, you know, it's kind of like that outside viewpoint is supposed to come from the Whippeal. That didn't happen. So it seems like this tension is going to continue until somebody tries to resolve it.
Yeah. I know this much about Connellsville fans. They're very vocal. Connellsville fans are very vocal. They do get on officials. They probably get on officials more than I think most schools do. But I don't ever recall anybody yelling racial slurs. I'm not going to say it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tendency to believe that somebody must have said something.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel that the school district feels like they're being attacked, especially by the, you know, the lady you had on, the school board director, the president or the school board. I mean, I've seen her on TV just attacking our school district before. But I really, you know, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, somebody said something.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you. I know you held on for a long time, and I appreciate your call. Thanks so much, Rich.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye. And, you know, the other thing that I appreciate, let me make sure everything's done here. The other thing I appreciate about Rich is that he said it's not normal having racial slurs thrown around at a game. Is it normal? He said, I can't say one way or the other. And that's all a factor here, because that's where you want the WPIA, the Whippeal, to get involved and give you, make a decision. Give a clear-cut determination in the case, and then people can move forward. But as a result, there's just all this tension between the two districts and, you know, whether Rich might take issue with Aaron Vecchio, the president of the school board, and I can certainly respect that. One of the points she made was very clear. These are kids. They're kids. And they're kind of caught in a back and forth that there's really no place for it in high school sports. We'll let it go at that. 866-391-1020 is our number. You can also text us at that number. It's text. The text line is brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in town. I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland, sitting in for Marty Griffin. On a lighter note, there is a small town in Virginia that has banned trick-or-treating for anyone over the age of 13. It's in Chesapeake, Virginia. It's now an ordinance that says if you're over 13 and you're caught in a costume with a bag of candy, you could be found guilty of a misdemeanor and punished by a fine of not less than $25 or more than $100. Or you could be sent to jail for not more than 6 months. Are you kidding me? You're going to send a kid to jail for trick-or-treating just because they're over the age of 13. I think that's one of the craziest things I've ever heard, but maybe I'm wrong. What is the, is there a cutoff for trick-or-treating? I mentioned earlier I had a kid knock on my door with a cigarette hanging out his mouth. I'm guessing he was probably too old for that, but it just seems to me a little excessive, you know. We talk about kids being kids, and a lot of neighborhoods don't even have trick-or-treat anymore. A lot of neighborhoods don't celebrate it, or they have very organized functions. I know my church has one of those trunk-or-treat events where the kids just go to the church. And, you know, so there are different kinds of ways to do it. But I just think to threaten a kid 13 years old with jail if they're caught in a costume or if they have a bag of candy, somehow or another, that just seems to me, you know, we're just not letting kids be kids. Then we talk about kids have guns. Well, come on, they can't have a bag of candy. They can't, you know, what message are we sending our kids? You know, I mean, I understand a lot of people don't celebrate Halloween. Totally get it. Totally respect it. But for those who do, their kids should be allowed to trick-or-treat until they feel like they're too big. Let them feel like they're too big. I feel the same way with a lot of Christmas traditions, you know. Let kids believe what they want to believe for as long as they want to believe it. Hi, Bill. Nope, not Bill. Okay, my mistake. You know, again, I told Marty the other day, I have a new respect for him because it takes a lot to coordinate the buttons, the microphones, and I'm a novice at this. I'm just getting used to it. But I want to talk about trick-or-treating, if that is your pleasure. I also, did you know that Kanye West was meeting with the President of the United States for lunch today? He's having lunch with the President, and then he has a meeting with Jarrett, son-in-law Jarrett, after that lunch date. I have so many different reactions to that on so many levels. Let me first say, as an African American, if I was going to choose an African American to meet with President Trump and convey concerns that might be prominent in the African American community, I would not choose Kanye West to represent me, us, anywhere. The other concern I have is, boy, not too long ago, Kanye West said and did some things that should make a lot of Republicans stand up and take notice. We'll talk about that in just a minute, right after I'm thinking it's traffic, right here on News Radio 1020. We have got, let me see, we got Rita on the line. Rita lives in McCandless. So what is it, Rita? Trick or treat?
Hi, Lynn. Personally, I really don't care how old the kids are that come trick-or-treating, because to me what it comes down to, it's just a doggone piece of candy, really. So I don't care how old they are. I don't think that they should put an age limit on it at all.
What do you think about this Chesapeake, Virginia? They're saying if you're caught and you're over 13 and you have on a costume and a bag of candy, you could be fined, even sent to jail for trick-or-treating.
Well, it's ridiculous. Really, it's ridiculous to buy a piece of candy. Let the kids alone.
That's
what I
thought.
Problems today.
That's what I thought, Rita. Let's let our kids be kids. They don't get a chance that often to be kids. And
right.
So that's one
exactly.
of the things that trick-or-treating is all about. Hey, Rita, thanks so much for your call today. Appreciate
Thank you.
866-391-1020 is the number to call. I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland. Oops, wait a minute. What'd I do? Something. What'd I do? I did. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, T. I really will figure this out eventually, but trick-or-treating. Do you think a 13-year-old should have to go to jail just because they're trick-or-treating? Michael from Shadyside.
Hi, Lynn.
How are
Love
you?
The show. I don't think the kids should have to go to jail, but I do have a complaint, and it's about the parents.
Okay.
It's about the parents to decide to walk with their kids and wear dark clothing. And do not seem to understand that what a hazard that is for those of us that are out there trying to drive and going about our appointed rounds. So if anyone's going to get ticketed or anyone's going to jail, maybe the parents should be.
And, you know, that's interesting that you make that point, Michael, because they now have so many things that glow in the dark and are reflective for the kids. But if the parents are in the street on the sidewalk, they're not going to reap the benefit or this safety factor of those reflective fabrics.
You can't see them. You literally cannot see them. And they what amazes me is they tend to wear dark clothing.
Okay, I get it. I'm guilty of that. I wear a lot of dark clothing, but I'm not out trick-or-treating. Hey, Michael, thanks so much for your call today. So,
my pleasure.
All right, so here we go. If you're going to be out trick-or-treating, make sure you wear reflective clothing. At this point, it doesn't matter if your child is older than 13 here in Pittsburgh, but in Chesapeake, Virginia, you may not want to let your child be out there in a costume because they could go to jail. I am, what time is it? So it's just a little after 10 to 11. I don't know what time the president is going to be meeting with Kanye West, but they are having lunch together. Now, I'm not really sure where this love affair relationship came from with Kanye West. Big controversy last week, I guess it was last week, 2 weeks ago. Kanye West was the guest host or the guest celebrity on Saturday Night Live, and he wore a Make America Great Again hat on TV on Saturday Night Live. He then had some comments after that. But before we get into this conversation, and I'm hoping that T and I are on the same page, I want to go back to just something that Kanye West may have said not too long ago. T, do we have that? Do I have to open anything to hear that bite? I'm not sure if we do. But anyway, what Kanye said, and maybe I told her I didn't want it. I did tell you. Do I have to? Do we have it? No. Okay. All right. No problem. So Kanye West basically said in the past, his comments. Well, first of all, we can go to the Taylor Swift thing, and that just got all kinds of reaction. Although Taylor Swift now came out supporting Democratic candidates. So I guess that's a little different different conversation. But the one thing that Kanye did say was George Bush doesn't like black people. So he was very anti-Republican. Maybe it was just anti-George Bush. But now he's meeting with President Donald Trump. He's meeting with his son-in-law. They're having lunch at the White House today. I can't imagine. Now, supposedly Kanye wants to talk about violence in Chicago. I made a couple notes here. He wants to talk about, let me just get back to my notes. He wants to talk about violence in Chicago. And I believe it was, prison reform. He wanted to talk to the president about prison reform. I don't know Kanye West. I've never had a conversation with Kanye West. However, his persona has never impressed me as someone that I want representing anything that I might think or believe to the president of the United States. And I'm just kind of thinking, if the president is really interested in the perspective of the African-American community, would you pick Kanye West to be the person that would tell you that? Or is this all just kind of like a publicity thing because Kanye wore the hat? He probably has over a million followers on social media. We know how much the president likes social media. Is this all just a media stunt? I mean, how much does the president really think he's going to walk away with? How much insight? On the one hand, Kanye is from Chicago, so he may have a voice about violence in Chicago. But I'm thinking it needs to be a broader conversation. I'm thinking that the lack of diversity in the White House staff, the cabinet, those are all things that I would really like to have the president address. Goodness knows, I'd have a whole list of things if I had the opportunity. If I had the opportunity to sit down and talk to the president. But in this case, it's going to be Kanye West. You're listening to The Inside Story on News Radio 1020. Hit me up. What do you think? 866-391-1020. News Radio 1020.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.